This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
All right, 855-839-1210 is our number. Okay. Let's play you this. Joe Biden, speaking of Joe Biden, he had remarks about working with the Seggies. Can you get that clip, please, Greg, of Chris Matthews calling them the Seggies?
From Friday.
From Friday, please. Okay. The Seggies. This is Joe Biden with his, he goes on with Al Sharpton. Because if you want to be woke, who do you go on TV with? Al Sharpton. You want to be woke, you got to go through Al Sharpton. You got to apologize to Al Sharpton. He's not the first one to do this. Don Imus did this.
Yep.
Woke Don Imus. I'm sure Howard Stern will be coming up on Al Sharpton soon. So you got to get Reverend Al's blessing, and he's got to absolve you of your unwoke sins. So now that Biden came under all this attack for hanging out with the Seggies, as Chris Matthews put it, Seggies being segregationists. By the way, people that believe that black people are inferior to white people. Chris Matthews goes, ah, the Seggies. He's hanging out with the Seggies. You know, it's just a cool nickname for people that think, you know, whites are, I mean, you could say that they are, in fact, white supremacists, but Seggie sounds so much cooler, right? cut two.
This week you got into it about a statement you made about racists and segregationists. And don't you understand some of the hurt feelings there? You
sure
tried to call Cory Booker.
Sure I do.
And you have Mayor de Blasio and others calling you to apologize. Many things I've said that I didn't intend, that Mrs. King said to me, you can't say things that hurt people. It hurts when you talk about boy.
It
means something different to us.
It
hurts when you call a racist, like you normalize. You're not. That's not the Biden I got to know. Don't you understand?
No, I do fully understand. That's not what I said, though. They didn't print the whole deal. You know what I mean? The context of this was totally different. And by the way, the fact of the matter is, I ran against all those folks. I got on the Judiciary Committee to defeat the man who headed the committee. I'm the guy that extended the Voting Rights Act 25 years, not five. We finally got to the point when I was a senior Democratic on the Judiciary Committee to get 98 votes to extend the Voting Rights Act. Let me tell you something. You got to deal with what's in front of you. And what was in front of you was a bunch of racists, and we had to defeat them. And as I said in that statement that the fact of the matter is, the meanest man in the world I've ever dealt with in the United States Senate was a guy from Georgia named Herman Talmadge. And I included Jim Eastland. But this is, you know, I do understand the consequence of the word boy. But it wasn't said in any of that context at all.
But you understand, Dick.
No.
Hey, don't interrupt him,
son.
You white.
No.
Hey, don't you white explain to Al Sharpton.
But it wasn't said in any of that context at all.
But you understand, Dick.
No, son.
They would never call me son. They would only call me boy.
No, but they call
actually, we call you jackass is what we call you, Reverend Al. With all due respect to sons and boys out there. Why does Joe Biden allow, why is he allowed to interrupt him?
I don't know.
A, it's his show. B, he's trying to be woke. You don't interrupt Reverend Al when you're trying to be woke. It's unwoke. It's very unwoke of you. If I were Reverend Al, I'd call him out on it.
Yep.
Why do you interrupt me? Is it because I'm black? That's what I would say.
Just take your penance and go home, right?
Yeah. Just sit there and take your licks. We'll give you your woke coupon. Well, yes, you're now woke. Congratulations, you have now achieved wokeness. But sit there and take it, and don't you dare debate Reverend Al.
But it wasn't said in any of that context at all.
But you understand, they would would never call me son. They would only call me boy.
No, but they call Bob. They call Teddy Kennedy boy. That was the
actually
distinction.
We call him a drunken murderer. Is what we called him. For the record.
That was the distinction. The reason he called me senator was to demean me more because son, because he said, I'm not even qualified to be in the Senate. I'm not old enough. I'm a kid. Mm-hmm. I'm a kid.
To those that are listening.
Nobody's listening. Let me just make this point, too. Now they are, because we're playing it on this program. But at the time, nobody was listening. So I have to make that very clear. To those who are listening, all seven of you,
Politics Nation Saturday morning. Yeah.
Politics Nation Saturday morning. All of you who are gathered around to watch Reverend Al and Joe Biden with the woke confessional at 7 a.m. on MSNBC, all 17 of you. But now people are listening. So now it's appropriate for Reverend Al to address the people who are listening.
And those that have respected you, but that were hurt by that, what do you say to them? I've heard your justification and you're explaining it. But you're saying to them you understand the feeling.
I do understand the feeling. Look, I, as you know, Rev, you know about me in Delaware. I came up in that community.
Wait, so now he's going back to Delaware. See, when it suits him, it's Scranton. Then it's Delaware. He's like, well, listen, Scranton's all white, so I better find it. Yes. So I grew up in Murdertown. Murdertown, USA, man. I grew up on the streets of Wilmington. Come on, Rev, you know that. That Scranton thing's all BS. I'm the streets of Delaware, yo. This guy's such a fraud. He's talking to union guys. He's a Scranton. I'm Scrantonian, Scrantonites. Look at us. He's talking to Reverend Al. He's like, listen, I was a homeless baby abandoned on the streets of Wilmington, down by the port. I had to grow up in a box.
And those that have respected you, but that were hurt by that, what do you say to them? I've heard your justification and you're explaining it, but you're saying to them you understand the feeling.
I do understand the feeling. Look, I, as you know, Rev, you know about me in Delaware. I came up in that community. I came up in the black church. I came up because that's where we sit down to organize.
Rev, I had my first community in a black church. I was only little white kid there. Fourth grade, my first communion. Black church. Come on, Rev, you know this. You know this. You've seen the doctored photos my team is passing out now of me. Rev, you know. I was the only white kid in Wilmington back then. The only one.
But you're saying to them you understand the feeling.
I do understand the feeling. Look, I, as you know, Rev, you know about me in Delaware. I came up in that community. I came up in the black church. I came up because that's where we sit down to organize, to go out and march. I was the only white employee in the east side of Wilmington, Delaware, in terms of...
I was the only white employee in the east side of Wilmington, Delaware. I have a feeling we can fact check that.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that's low-hanging fruit in fact-checking. Rev, I'm the one who gave Kim the nickname Murdertown. That's me, Rev. I was murdered. Rev, I was murdered in Wilmington. I came back to life. That's how bad things were. Rev, I was a hooker. I was a crack whore, Rev.
Bloods and Crips.
Believe me, I know. I lived in a crack house. Hell, I sold myself. Whatever it took, Rev. I was out there in the red light district. Yeah, I was. Yeah, whatever it took. $10 here and there, Rev. It's how I made it through.
Rev.
This guy's so full of it, this guy. So wait, now his claim is he was the only white employee in all of East Wilmington.
Yep.
Joe Biden. We're supposed to believe this now. Joe Biden was the only white employee in all of East Wilmington.
Let me just back up.
But you're saying to them you understand the feeling.
I do understand the feeling. Look, I, as you know, Rev, you know about me in Delaware. I came up in that community. I came up in the black church. I came up because that's where we sit down to organize, to go out and march. I was the only white employee in the east side of Wilmington, Delaware, in terms of being a lifeguard and then a park director, because I chose
In terms of being a lifeguard and a park director, so he's qualifying it. Well, I mean, there were other white employees, but... I was the only white employee on the 12-to-1 shift at the pool that I worked at. That's in terms of that, I mean. Yeah, Rev, I wanted to save drowning black babies. That's the kind of guy I am, Rev. Black kids were drowning. I wanted to jump in there, Rev, and save them. Nobody else did. I was the only white lifeguard on the noon shift, Rev. So I know this, Rev. Oh, man, this is, it's just, it's... And then tonight he'll speak to a group of plumbers and he'll go, Scranton all the way, baby. Scranton all the way. It's in my veins. It's who I am. Delaware, just a place I lived to be a senator.
Hardly knew ye.
Hardly knew ya. I can't find Delaware on a map. Never even been to Wilmington. This guy changes his background story more times than... And he just lies. He just makes stuff up. I was the only white employee on the east side of Wilmington in terms of being a lifeguard and working at the park convenience store on the night shift. The only white kid in that convenience store at night. working there because they only had one employee. But that's it, Rev. That's me. Oh, man. Unreal. So then Booker was not happy about this. Cory Booker, Spartacus, Count Grantsangelo and the Tears of Rage band. He's very unhappy that Biden is trying to go out there and pander.
That's even more of a responsibility that I have to be candid with him, to speak truth to power. He is a presidential nominee. And to say something, and again, it's not about working across the aisle. If anything, I've made that a hallmark of my time in the Senate to get big things done and legislation passed. This is about him evoking a terrible power dynamic that he showed a lack of understanding or insensitivity to. By invoking this idea that he was called son by white segregationists who, yeah, they see him in him, their son.
He said it was taken out of context last night.
I didn't understand that. I think I listened to the full totality of what he was talking about. And frankly, I heard from many, many African-Americans who found the comments hurtful.
But Rev, you know me, Rev. I know people are now. This is great. Now, the Zeoli Army is now posting screen clips from The Jerk with Steve Martin. I was born a poor black child. That's going to be Biden's next thing. Yeah, he'll come out there. Thank you. Thank you to Chris for that. Posted the clip, and John, he'll come out there and go, Rev, you know me. I was born a poor black child, Rev. I live that way. That's my world, Rev. Rev.
Oh, my God. So,
oh, man. You cannot make this stuff up. You can't make this stuff up. And then, of course, you had Chris Matthews with the Seggies. Segregate Democrat senators who believed black people are inferior to white people. And here's Chris Matthews, just, you know, the cool nickname, the Seggies.
I'm with you completely. I understand right. This, and I'm going to say at the end of the show, Biden better learn how to talk like a 2020 Democrat, not a 1972 Democrat. He's got to learn how to talk, because he'll be speaking for the Democratic Party if he's lucky enough to win the nomination. But back to the question, what would a senator do? It's hard for you, a woman of color, you know, if you're raised, imagine this, I guess, luckily for us all. But you walk in the United States Senate and they say, here's the deal. You want to work on civil rights, you got to get on the Judiciary Committee. You want to work on immigration, you got to get on the Judiciary Committee. And the chairman is this old Seggy who sits around looking at
old
oil
Seggy.
Maps all day. But you got to go into his office at dawn. What would you have done?
This old Seggy.
And the chairman is this old Seggy.
By the way, does he ride a Segway? Is that what it is? Like leads a tour group? That's a Seggy in my mind. A Seggy's a guy with a fanny pack who's on one of those little Segway things going through Penn's Landing, annoying me on my commute home. That's a Seggy to me. The other one is a white supremacist. All right, let's just call it what it is, Chris.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.